Countdown to kickoff continues. The Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts at 4:25 Eastern time today in week 17. As always on the program, it's pride of the Jaguars running back, Fred Taylor. Good afternoon, Fred.
JP, it's a little odd to have a 4:25 kickoff, especially this late in the season. Hopefully going forward in the future after securing the first pick and drafting a Trevor Lawrence, if that's the guy. You know, hopefully we can have a few more of these games.
Yeah, you wanted to play meaningful games in December. This is not quite what we were thinking of, but that's what happens. Games get flexed, and yes, I think you're right. If the team's better in the future, then you get better time slots and Sunday night football and Monday night football and right. 4 o'clock CBS games. This is the 1 o'clock special, at least in 2020 for the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they haven't proven anything over the last couple of years to earn those spots. And this year they certainly haven't. 14 game losing skid now, 1-14 record, just trying to wrap up the season. It's week 17 finally here, but they're playing a Colts team today that has to win. They are up against it in the playoff chase. And it's odd that week one win for the Jaguars is what's really holding them back right now. One of the few losses they've had this year. But it comes down to week 17 for the Colts, and the Jags have a chance to spoil the Colts' playoff chances. And that has to be something to hang your hat on.
That's exactly what this game is about today. I mean, other than guys getting out there naturally competing, you know, trying to leave one last vision, you know, in the eyes of the front office, the people that are making decisions and determining who's going to be back next year, you know, in the building. So this is a, you know, one shot for these guys to go out there and just put everything on tape, you know, no matter what it is. You got a lot of young guys that, you know, are excited that one, the season is about to be over. Let's be realistic. There's no playoffs in their future, but they can, you know, play spoiler. And with the confidence, knowing that they beat this team in week one, you know, that's sitting in the back of their mind. And hopefully they can get that done today. The Colts aren't going to back down. You know, a lot of guys over there saying, man, this team hasn't won a game since they beat us. We got to be better. And then there are a group, couple guys over there saying, this team is sorry. Maybe they are looking past Jacksonville, you know, looking past Jacksonville. Getting ready for next week. Who knows? But this won't be an easy game. The guys, I think they're going to get after them and try to close this thing out with a win. The first pick is secure. Yes. So there's no need to not play soft, no need to not have gadgets lined up. There's no need to not blitz the, you know, mess out of Phillip Rivers. So just throw the kitchen table, the sink, everything you can imagine, throw it at those guys and try to keep them out of the playoffs.
The table, the sink, the dining room table, the chairs, everything, dishes, silverware. We're throwing everything at Phillip Rivers today. Fred Taylor with us, pride of the Jaguars running back. But it has to be only natural for certainly a player in for the Jaguars, what is a game that doesn't have a lot of meaning in terms of standings and all that, to look ahead to the offseason. Because Monday is the start of really the 2021 season in a lot of ways. As a player's mindset, at what point do you take some time away? When do you get back in the weight room? When do you get back in football mode, if you will, for 2021?
You know, I'm pretty sure, JP, there are some guys in the building, you know, for the past 2 weeks, at least, maybe three. The guys that have to travel away, guys that don't live local, or maybe some of the veteran guys that have homes and, you know, other states. For me, what I would do 2 days prior to that last game, if we didn't make the playoff, I would just make U-Haul reservations for my wardrobe and just throw it on the back of my truck back there. We would drive down here to Miami for 5 hours. And that would be the start of my offseason. But I would typically do that about 2 days after the exit physical, which will take place tomorrow for these guys. It's going to suck for the guys that are injured because they can't check out. They have to make sure that they're fully recovered before they sign that release form stating that they're okay. So they're going to have to stay behind and rehab. And it's not the end of the world. I mean, some guys want to hurry up and get out. Some guys, they realize, look, this is an opportunity for me to hit the ground running. I'm ready to get back training. And as I got older, as I became more tuned in with this being my job, I did everything in my power to treat it as such. So I was training with my trainer here. I rushed to get here because I wanted to hurry up and get to Pete Bomarito so I can get my body back in tip-top recovery mode. I would also get my massages, chiropractic. I would just realign my body so I can get strong again because the season takes a toll. And I'm pretty sure a lot of these guys are ready to get back to their whatever their destinations are, rebuild themselves, and look forward to the next season because this season is done.
Season is done for sure. And it feels that way a lot of ways too. Obviously in the standings, it's officially done, really. They're out of the race. But in the front office side of things too, they're already interviewing general manager candidates for the 2021 campaign and beyond. And I mean, I would expect Fred for something in that realm to be announced fairly quick. If they're already doing interviews, I think, and this is just me thinking, that you'd like to have some leadership in place very soon in the offseason to set a course and set a direction for the future.
Well, without a doubt, JP, I can tell you that the meetings aren't done until I get my interview. Wink, wink. But no, seriously, being that Shad is all business. I think he's been in it long enough to kind of understand the process, you know, understand the timing of things. We have to make sure they have somebody in place now. The draft isn't going to wait on anyone. Looking at roster, collegiate rosters to see, you know, who's announcing. You want to look at, you know, the senior guys that are out there. It's such a big piece of evaluation that these guys have to do, that a GM will have to do. So making sure the GM, I don't know if they're going to decide if, you know, the GM is going to hire a coach or if they're going to retain Doug. You know, I don't know what's going on in that realm, but I think you make a decision here possibly within the next 2 weeks and you get them in, get them comfortable, get them familiar with everything, with everybody in the building so they can feel comfortable knowing this is my job and this is the job that I have in front of me. This is the challenge. They need to learn the roster. If they don't know the roster already, I'd be surprised if a GM comes in and not know the roster. That's just not being prepared. But they have to make sure that they're just on point with everything. And now is the time to get it done. So it's a sense of urgency so we can get back to where we need to be. What was that, four or five years ago when they made the AFC Championship run? So I think all the pieces of the puzzle need to get in place now.
Fred, great stuff as always. We will talk to you in the post game after week 17.
Looking forward to it as always, JP.
Back in a moment, we'll have the final word with head coach Doug Marrone before kickoff. The Jaguars and the Colts coming up at Lucas Oil Stadium, and this is Countdown to Kickoff on Jaguars Radio.